Good evening, everybody. Just a reminder that this evening's meeting is being recorded. Welcome to the gentlemen in the gallery. Welcome to all councillors. I'd like to begin by making acknowledgement of country. Brighton Council acknowledges the Palawa Pakana Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of La Truita, Tasmania, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection to the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of La Truita that provide them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Okay, item number two on the agenda is apologies, and we have an apology from Councillor Gray, who has requested a leave of absence for this meeting.
Move.
Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Murtagh. We don't have any other requests for leave.
The only thing is, through you, Mayor, is Councillor Gibb rang and he's on his
running,
way.
So he's running late.
So we might include him if he doesn't turn up.
I'll just flag that I'll need a leave of absence for next month's ordinary council meeting, which I've just emailed Janine and
requested. Thank you. We move on to item three, which is confirmation of minutes. Could we have... And item 3.1 is Brighton Ordinary Council Meeting, the minutes of the previous Ordinary Council Meeting, which were held on the 20th of February, submitted for confirmation. Could we have somebody who would... Thank you, Councillor Della Torre, and seconder, Councillor Owen. No one has any comments or questions about the agenda?
No.
No. Thank you. Take that as... all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is moved. Or recommendation is moved. Sorry. Item four is a declaration of interest. Does anyone have any interest on to declare on anything on the agenda tonight? Pretty
nope.
Small agenda, so probably not. Public time, question time and deputations, I don't. Does anyone have anything? No? Thank you. Item six is reports from council. And item 6.1 is the Mayor's communications. Would someone like to move those communications, please? Councillor Murtagh and Councillor Irons. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That motion is carried. Reports from other council representatives? Anyone been anywhere or done anything? No? Well, I spoke to Leon Compton on radio as a business owner and also as deputy mayor on the 22nd of February. Councillor Owen was also there. That was very interesting. And they also spoke to the children from the BIAG group, or the youth, I should say, from the BIAG group, and they spoke extremely well, as did the children from the Brighton Primary School. They spoke extremely well. I also attended the Deputy Mayor workshop on the 13th of March and the Legat General Meeting on the 14th of March. Anybody wants to know anything about any of those, just ask me later. Could someone please
probably
move
interesting
that?
To note too, Acting Mayor, the Mayor was present also, but it doesn't seem to be in his notes to that Leon Compton thing. So.
Oh no, I beg your pardon, he was there. Yes,
so
perhaps we should note that he was
aside.
There. Thank you, Councillor Owen. We should note that the Mayor was there. Could someone...
Move your report.
Thank you, Councillor Owen. Councillor Irons, thank you. Okay. Miscellaneous correspondence. We had the letter from the Secretary, Department of State Growth, regarding the draft Derwent Ferry Service Master Plan. And we had a letter from Craig Farrell regarding the Brighton Youth Action Group. So I hope everyone's had a chance to read those. Item number 8 is notifications of council workshops. We did have a workshop on the 5th of March, and those in attendance were myself, Councillor Ines, Councillor McMaster, Councillor Della Torre, Councillor Owen and Councillor Gray. Notice of motion, there are no notices of motion. So item 10 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda, and there are no supplementary items. So, and moving on to reports from committees, we didn't have any committees, so it's no reports. Council acting as a planning authority, which is item 12, and there are no planning authority items. So moving right along to item 13, officers' reports. And 13.1 is Delegations Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. And Janine.
Yes, right. Thank you. So, Simmons-Wolfhagen update all our delegations on behalf of Legat and then provide us with any updates and changes. And so that was recently updated in January this year. So the planning senior planner and Director of Development Services has gone through the spreadsheet, and under assessment then of the report, you'll see some additional sections under LUPA that need to be included, or not need to be included, but suggesting to be included with the instrument of delegation to either the Director of Development Services, Senior Planner or other staff. So there's explanation there of officer comments about what those sections are, and then down under the recommendation, these are the other sections that are already being delegated under the instrument of delegation. But just to make things a little bit clearer and an explanation, the table's been provided under the assessment heading. Has anyone got any questions?
Yeah, thanks, acting there. I'm not sure whether Janine or David. Point 19 of the recommendation deals with minor amendments to permits. I'm just thinking that if council acting as a planning authority was to issue a permit, would it be appropriate that a minor amendment to that permit be considered by the planning authority rather than the general manager?
We've looked at this in the past, and that one is just because it's a minor amendment and it's considered to be something that is, you know, no major change to the application. And I guess the other thing with that is that any minor amendment, when it's the permit's actually issued, it does go to anyone that put in a representation as well, and they have a 14-day appeal. Right, so there's still the opportunity for the representor to be involved and potentially appeal the minor amendment.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are very minor, and it would be seem like a bit arduous to bring them back to council. It might be changing the size of windows or something like that. So it's something that we do look at.
Thanks. It certainly probably would be a open of interpretation. I can think of one application where we did have a minor amendment and there was what I consider a fairly significant change to the permit. So I'll leave it open to the other members of the planning authority, but it would be my consideration that we should, if it was an item that was significant enough to come to the planning authority and dealt with here, that it should come back as an amendment should come back to this authority to be dealt with.
No further questions. Happy to move in line with the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Owen. Could we have a seconder, please? Councillor Owen to second that. Thank you. Are there any further comments? No, anyone like to speak to the recommendation or against the recommendation? No, in that case, would all those in favour please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The recommendation is carried. Questions on notice, item 14. There are no questions on notice for the March meeting. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is that. Thank you for your...
Broken record.